mark of beauty in ancient India. So very much a desirable woman. To my mind, it's this constant interplay of gender that makes the mystery of the cult of Shiva so profound. And to me, this unresolved contradiction gives the Indian images and conception of the male nude their singular arresting power.
This evening's essay was presented by Partha Mitter. Tomorrow, the writer Gabriel Badamozi reflects on the male nude in African art.
Radio 3 Live in Concert is back at the 2013 Alborough Festival for an all-Bach programme directed by Sir John Eliot Gardner. Friday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
The time now is 11 o'clock and time on Radio 3 for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. So let me hand you over now to Max Reinhardt. Good evening.
Thank you very much, Ian. No male nudes on the programme tonight,
unfortunately,
actually.
Unfortunately not.
But you can expect Czech music, old and new, a version of Nick Drake's Riverman in an orchestral setting, Dudun Dio Rose and some BBC radiophonic workshop interludes that graced Doctor Who back in the day when the Doctor himself wasn't really very graceful. Remember those days? But we ended Late Junction last week with poetry from Heidi James, so we're going to take up where we left off with this. It's originally from his 1980 album Bass Culture, Linton Kwesi Johnson, Two Sounds of Silence.
To us who were of necessary birth, for the earth's hard and thankless toil, silence has no meaning. There is never a feeling of tranquility or mere quietness. Never a moment of soundless calm from within or without our troubled selves. How can the clamor of sounds be stilled? There is no void where noises can collect and be made mute before the ring escapes. How indeed can there be a silence when our hearts beat out a sonorous beat, meeting the beating drums of an African past, when our eyes shed solid tears of iron blood that falls on concrete ground. Inside our ears are the many wailing cries of misery. Inside our bodies, the internal bleeding of stifled volcanoes. Inside our heads, erupting thoughts of rebellion. How can there be calm when the storm is yet to come? This unending silence, taut, impervious, unbending, not lending an ear to the most delicate of sounds, awaits the blast of bombs which man will explode to break this silent bound, determine their fate to be used to create hills of soft obedience where sweet closed sounds can rebound and their echoes glide like a carefree bird in rhythmic calm through a mellow, pure, silent space. Thank you.
Melodica by DVA, a Czech duo who are regular Lake Junction ears. It's from their soundtrack to the Botanicular computer game, in which a tiny tree creature sets out on a journey to save the last tree seed from his home. More Czech music in a moment. Not your 21st century digital variety. This stuff is recorded on a wax cylinder in 1909. But first, this from Colleen on the ever sublime Second Language label. I have to say, she was stunning live in London last Saturday. Oh, tweet us about any gigs you saw over the weekend. Tweet at BBC Radio 3 or email us at late.junction@bbc.co.uk. We like to hear about the live music you've seen. This is Ursa Major Find.
Shore below. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Jasice, ne vezmu ti tu devo spala. Jasice, ne vezmu ti tu de si. Ja sam sobie pića, ti si još ćele žela. Da sam ti u bičku, ti nic ne bi.
Thank you.
Jonghyun Chu on Kyegum, the Korean traditional 12-string zither, and she was playing the Jajimori movement of Cheok Samrayu Kyegum Sanzo, and that's currently the most widely performed form of Sanzo. Sanzo's a bit like a raga. It's a kind of solo-led improvisational piece. You could hear a changu drum being played in the background, and you could also hear the drummer urging her on. The London Career Music Festival 2013, by the way, starts this Friday, 14th of June, with the National Orchestra of Korea at the Barbican. It's in my diary. Before that, Birth of a Croton, which wasn't in my diary, from the BBC radiophonic soundtrack from Doctor Who. It was originally broadcast in 1968 and 1969, December to January. It was called The Crotons, and it featured Patrick Troughton as the Doctor. And you can see Delia Derbyshire in the BBC radiophonic workshop on our webpage tonight, along with a list of all the music I'm playing tonight. That's the Late Junction webpage. Now, do you think the music has improved with the rest of the programme on Doctor Who? I mean, has it really got better than that? Tweet us at BBC Radio 3. Email late.junction@bbc.co.uk about Doctor Who music or anything else that takes your fancy. Jupiter Maca is a musician from the far south of Brazil, Porto Alegre, to be absolutely accurate. He's captivated by psychedelia, and this is from his debut solo album, which, according to the English translation of the sleeve notes, tramples in the mould of Piper at the Gates of Dawn. A Settima Effervescencia Intergalactica, the seventh intergalactic effervescence.
Crianças lunáticas, civilizações tão plásticas, tendências mais práticas, fantásticas. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's actually a river of tweets have come in. Waxworker listening to Natasha Atlas sing Riverman, completely enchanted. Ashley says, nice version of Nick Drake's Riverman. And Jeff Common got completely incomprehensible. He liked it so much, I'm not quite understand. Don't think I actually understand his tweet. But thanks very much anyway, Jeff. So that was Nick Drake's Riverman, recorded live last year in Toulouse and featuring Natasha Atlas, of course, with the Orchestre de Chambre de Toulouse, and it was probably recorded at the Théâtre National de Toulouse. Now, we're celebrating British music here on Radio 3 all this month of June, and so here is Belfast-born composer Stephen Gardiner with a piece called Lament, which he wrote in memory of his young niece who died in 2009. He wrote, it somehow attempts to capture the experience of not wanting to let go and then letting go. Stephen Gardiner's Lament, performed by the National RTE Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Maloney. On a lighter note, Stephen Gardiner writes that the most important advice he was given as a composer was, "Don't push your granny when she's shaving." If only we all followed that principle, he says. Now, my most important bit of advice is to go to the Festival Gnawa in Essaouira at least once in your life. This year's festival is about to happen next week. I've been a couple of times, it's addictive. And I've even witnessed this historic encounter 8 years ago between Malem Mustafa Bakbu and the Pat Metheny Trio. Or some would say the Pat Metheny Trio. I'm never sure. Ah Hayu!
Thank you.
England is a bitch. England is a bitch. When me just come to London town, me used to work on the underground. But working on the underground, you don't get to know your way around. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. There's no running away from it. Me get a little job in a big hotel, and after a while me was doing quite well. Them start me off as a dishwasher, but when me take a stock, me no turn clock watcher. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. Nobody try fi hide from it. When them give you the little wage packet, force them rabbit with them big tax racket. You have to struggle fi make ends meet. And when you go to your bed, you just can't sleep. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch for true. I no lie me, I tell a true. Me used to work big bitch when it fool no bitch. Me did strong like a mule, but why me did fool? Then after a while, me just stopped the overtime. Then after a while, me just put on me tool. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. You often know how fi survive in it. Well, me do day work and me do night work. Me do clean work and me do dirty work. Them say that black man is very lazy. But if you see how me work, you would have said me crazy. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. You better face up to it. Them have a little factory up in a broccoli. In a this year factory, all them do is pack crack. For the last 15 years, them get me labor. Now after 15 years, fall out of favor. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. There's no running away from it. Me know say them have work, work in abundance, yet still, they make me redundant. Now at 55, me getting quite old, yet still, them send me figure draw a door. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch for true, is where we are got to about it.
More from his great album from 1980, Bass Culture. England is a Bitch, Linton Kwesi Johnson. We were lucky enough to have Linton drop by our stage in the Lavish Lounge at the Latitude Festival a couple of years ago. I wonder who'll drop by this year, because we're back again. In fact, next month is Latitude Month. It's very nearly here, 19th to 21st of July. And you can hear Lake Junction at Latitude on our Lake Junctions the following week. And we'll be featuring live artists on our stage, including Graviola, Richard Dawson and so much more. Now, there's a fair amount of tweetage coming at us tonight. People are loving England is a Bitch by Linton Kwesi Johnson. Thanks, Anna Goodman, Catherine Whittle and Sivetta, who says there's no escape in it. England is a Bitch. Listening to Stephen Gardner's Lament on Lake Junction, pretty incredible, says Bella Sayre. I think it's a new piece this year. I'm not sure whether that was actually recorded this year, but certainly he wrote Lament in 2009. And Ashley also liked that version of Nick Drake's Riverman by Natasha Atlas. More Cratonic music from Doctor Who, 1960s style, coming up right now. And please remember, well, actually not right now, in a moment. And please remember, even as you listen, that Brian Hodgson and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop didn't have a multi-track tape machine, a computer, a sampler, or even a synth between them. But first of all, this gem, which was handed to me over a glass of wine recently by Catherine Williams and Neil McColl. It certainly falls within Catherine's definition of how and what she creates. Small, sketchy pieces, not big art. This is 6 a.m. Corner.
Sunlight blooms, falls through your window. Nothing wrong with the day. I hear a creek letting some queen's crown in the sand.
Depois sou eu, sou eu, sou eu. neste momento emocional. Branco com preto é o preconceito. Primeiro Deus, depois sou eu, sou eu, sou eu. Primeiro Deus, depois sou eu, sou eu, sou eu.
Obrigado.
Obrigado. Branco Completo by Mestre Lorimbao, who doesn't only create music around the berimbau, that's the Brazilian single-string percussive bow that you just heard. Lorimbao is also a master craftsman who makes the most sought-after berimbaus in Brazil. That's why they're called Lorimbao's berimbaus, obviously. Here's some organ music by John Cage. If you think his late music is ethereal, spiritual, eerie and ecstatic, then this won't surprise you. But if you thought it was going to be dry and academic, it certainly will. From 1984, this is John Cage's Souvenir.
Thank you. C'est l'histoire d'un diable sortant tout droit des flammes, promettant au fermier de lui laisser son âme.
Promettant au fermier de lui laisser son âme.
S'ils partageaient ensemble le fruit de la moisson, à chacun sa moitié, c'est une obligation.
À chacun sa moitié, c'est une obligation.
Le diable choisit, pour que l'entente soit bonne, de garder ce qu'il reste sur la terre à l'automne.
De garder ce qu'il reste sur la terre à l'automne.
Le fermier accepta et planta des panais, des patates, des carottes, véritable navet.
Des patates, des carottes, véritable navet.
Ho, 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 qui céderait pour un rien? Ho, 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 les richesses de ces terres. Ho, 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 du diable ou de l'homme. Ho, 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 à qui la bonne affaire? Quand arriva le temps d'échanger le butin, le diable en maudit ne lui restait plus rien.
Le diable en maudit ne lui restait plus rien.
Dites alors au fermier, pour changer l'an prochain, prenez donc à votre tour ce qui pousse sur le terrain.
Prenez donc à votre tour ce qui pousse sur le terrain.
Le fermier accepta et plante cette fois des tomates, des courgettes, des melons et des pois.
Des tomates, des courgettes, des melons et des pois.
Le diable récolte, rapportant le néant, retourne vers Satan, le fermier triomphant.
Retourne vers Satan, le fermier triomphant.
Ho, 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 qui jouerait son avenir? Ho, 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 sans connaître le marché. Ho, 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 qui voudrait fractionner? Ho, 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 la terre de sous ses pieds. Le diable revint, respectant sa parole. De l'eau, du gaz, du fer, il viderait le sol.
De l'eau, du gaz, du fer,
a-t-il bien poussé nous souiller les fuites de gaz empoisonné?
Nous souiller les fuites de gaz empoisonné.
Les ressources dépouillées, il s'était enrichi, laissant que du béton, le diable parti. La terre fragilisée, comme ce Québécois condamné à bouillir l'eau que son enfant boit.
The Devil and the Farmer by Québécois band Le Vent du Nord, in which a farmer makes a deal with the devil to share the resources of his land, but the devil seems to believe the shale gas that the farmer finds under his land comes straight from hell. What are we going to do? To be continued. In fact, probably when they're touring in the UK at the end of July, and you can see them at WOMAD and Cambridge Folk Festival, amongst other places. Before that, we were back well into the collections of the Institute of Ethnology of the Czech Academy of Sciences, with a piece recorded not on wax cylinder, but on a Revox stereo tape recorder in 1968. From northwest Slovakia, it was called Vikomore na Gumne, and it featured Pavel Zogata on bagpipe. More Czech music on tomorrow night's Late Junction, plus King Kang King, Sanaror, Georgia Ruth and Pauline Oliveros. Don't miss it. I'm leaving you tonight with Nedere Gwe by Duda and Dea Rose and Ensemble. It's from an album called 800% Ndaga, which I thoroughly commend to you. Thanks for listening and good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katriona Young. We have the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra to thank for the first few works tonight, a concert they gave in Bratislava in January 2012. Brahms's first piano concerto was on the programme, along with two waltz-based pieces by Ravel, and to start with a wonderfully ebullient curtain raiser by Berlioz. It appeared in the wake of his rather unsuccessful opera, Benvenuto Cellini, which he remembered was hissed with admirable energy at its premiere. It only lasted three performances, but after all the effort of writing it, Berlioz had to salvage something out of the wreckage he made his Roman Carnival Overture.